The Oracle, is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome once again to your Wealth Class on Air. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Please join me in welcoming Haruna Kibira. Haruna, you are welcome. Now we go to earnings released to the market in the course of last week, and there are lots and lots and lots of them here. How do we go about them? There are so many. Aruna, looking at these results generally, what would be your immediate reaction before we begin to look at individual companies?
You know, like I said before, that we are going to have a better August, because what this result is just showing, you can see the earnings seeds, most of the earnings seeds here are higher than, even for quarter two, they are saying higher than a 10% that meets my condition for inclusion in my portfolio. So I just told you that most of this result came in on Friday. A number of analysis will be done yesterday and today. So by tomorrow, we see a better market.
Let me put it to you. You will have done a lot of analysis here. Because we have a lot, and I have my opinion, and my opinion will always be divergent from yours. Yes, that is not to say that we cannot agree, right? From all some of these ones you have seen, for some of the analysis you have seen, based on the figures that you have been able to access, what and what stocks do you think someone should take position in?
You know, on this platform, there was a particular point in time I was shouting Okomo, it would look as if I have a particular interest. You know, they're in the agricultural sector. When I look at the trend, I discover that what they made for quarter one, they made 8 naira last year, and what they have made for quarter one was already 5 naira. And they paid almost 80% of what they made last year as a dividend, they paid about 7 naira. So I have the look at it that if they are consistent in their payout up to 70-80% of their earning per share, then that means that this year will be tremendous. And they made 10 naira for quarter two, which is higher than what they made you. Yes, we can say that it's COVID year, but they have made it. There are other institutions that even perform worse than they could.
Let's talk year. About this Okomo. But I can see quite a number of companies that performed far better than Okomo. Yes, 10 naira, 10 naira, Okomo,
from 4 naira 20,
4 naira 20 to 10 Okomo naira. Earning per share. Was it the previous year now to 10 naira? Very fantastic. We are talking about 137.98%, but the PE ratio is still 11, and its yield is under 10.
What we'll be looking at, like I said, is that unique payout, dividend payout.
Okay, that's what you are looking
yes,
at.
Yes, dividend payout.
Looking at this result, Aruna, I would say Presco will have been a better company in the sense that Presco brought 4 naira 39 kobo to now 10 naira 13 kobo, higher than that of Okomo, and then showing 130.68. As a matter of fact, even in the previous year, Presco's earning was higher than that of Okomo, and then the P ratio is 7.01 and the earnings yield is 14.26%, and the profit margin is 47.18. From this, Aruna, why is Okomo selling at 110 and Presco selling at
72? Did Presco pay 7 naira? That is, I'm looking, you see, one of the things that when results are coming, you know it's expectation that there's every possibility that when it comes to be like this, it's going to be like this. It's what is at the back of the result that people are looking at.
So when eventually Presco decides to begin to pay dividend like Okomo, the price will probably match up.
Chances are.
All right, one equity that I want us to look at is FBNH. Yes, a decline in turnover, a decline in profit after tax. Despite all this, decline in earning per share from 1 naira 38 kobo to 1 naira 6 kobo, FBNH has PE ratio of 6.98 and earnings yield still at 14.32. Despite this result, FBNH is still very, very valuable.
Because it has been underpriced before the release of this result. That's what it's telling you. What we are doing, we are relating their performance with their price. So the PE, the earnings yield of over 40% is telling you that actually it's viable.
All right. So we look at custodian investment. Custodian investment, because you know they are doing acquisition. They took over UPDC, right? At a price of 6.25 naira kobo, you could see the increase in the UPDC. I need to bring out the figure more for myself. All right, custodian investment. So you see the P ratio at 7.93, then from 77 kobo to 79 kobo, and 12.60 earnings yield. How will you rate the performance of custodian investment, and what would be your opinion about it?
I think they just barely crossed 10%, which I believe is okay. If you are taking position, if I'm taking position in this stock, I will tell myself that I have like 2.6% to make from investing in a custodian. I think it's also a good stock.
The FCMB we talked about earlier, despite the 22.10% decline in their profit after tax and their earnings from 49 kobo the previous year to 38 kobo, their PE ratio is still 7.91 and their earnings yield is 12.64.
You know what the market don't like? They declined in quarter one, they declined in quarter two. So the market will be thinking that what of if they decline in quarter three? And by quarter four, then there's a decline. It is reducing the ability to pay a good dividend. So that is even why we saw that it came up as the one of the top losers.
So in other words, this result further shows that FCMB might still come down.
That is exactly what it means. Yes, it looked like as a good performance, but like I said, the market is looking at what if there's a decline.
MTN has big name, right? They make a lot of money. That's our perception. But from what we are seeing here, their earning per share only shows very good result, actually, when it comes to earning per share, from 4.66 kobo to 6.97 kobo, 49.48% growth. But their PE ratio is so high. Earnings yield is so low. I'm sure you have an MTN number. But do you have an MTN stock?
When it was listed early, I participated in it. When they get to the level, I feel I should exit. I hesitated. I think one of the things is because of the pricing of MTN. You know, MTN is only the stock that is quoted at 20 kobo nominal value. Because if it is quoted at 50 kobo, we might not be able to buy it. So I believe that is why we see the any seeds as low as this, even when they have a stellar performance.
All right.
You know, they declared, I think, a little bit over 4 naira as interim dividend. And that is why, you know, one of the things that the market look, especially those are retirees, those that depend on dividend, is to get to dividend 6 months and maybe get the balance a year end. I think they are declaring interim dividend.
Okay. But the price is actually looking up on the indicators. We look at NESU, and apparently, the highest priced equity on the floor of the NGX at a price of 1,540. I could see a decline, marginal though, 0.43% marginal decline in their profit after tax. And then the earning per share also from 27.53 kobo to 27.42 kobo. I don't know, is it because of the high price? The PE ratio is so high. Because again, this is the other side of PE ratio. The higher the PE ratio, it means that your future value has been imputed into your price, and it shows a lot of confidence. Right? That is what high PE ratio also technically means. This is what I assume is happening to NESU. But their earnings yield is 1.78%. I don't know, that's rather low.
Yeah, I think what really happened was, you can see their performance was, I'm even wondering that there's even a difference. I was looking at it as the same performance. Mm-hmm. You understand that there was really relatively no change. A price of 1,540, what earnings are you going to make that will make your earnings yield to be over 10%? In this, except if they double their effort, how they are going to do it, I really cannot tell. You know, people that have positions in Nestle know why they have positions in Nestle. I think there's only a few people that have actually dealt in Nestle for. I have not had Nestle in my personal.
Let me tell you, this is bringing about a research topic that the higher the price of a stock, the lower the possibilities in the earnings yield. All right? The lower the possibility also in the dividend yield. All right? Then the lower also the possibility of higher price growth, all things being equal. Now, your best bet, particularly if you do not have much cash at hand, is to look for equities whereby your little amount can still buy so much. But again, Aruna, for people that really have the funds, because of the kind of confidence that has pushed the PE ratio of Nestle to 56.17, all right, it's like it gives a lot of security. It's like people believe that investing in this equity, it cannot fall, it cannot die.
You know what we are looking at now is relative, but in the absolute, you see the quantum of dividend and the payout every year. I think for dividend-loving investors, I think that is what the pitch they attached with
but
Nestle.
Aruna, let me be sincere with you. The value of a dividend is in the yield. So Nestle pays more to those who bought it. I was in this market when it was 10 naira, when it was 20 naira. I knew when it got to 100 naira and it crashed again and began to rise. I knew when it began to rise again and then got to 100 naira, 200 naira, So for those who seized the opportunity of buying into Nestle between the price of 10 naira and 100 naira, so they are the ones gaining now. And that is another research topic, that the value of equity investment will only come in the long term, which suggests that your priority in the short term is not necessarily the price, but the company you are investing in and what the possibilities are in those companies. That is your priority. Aruna, your priority might not be long term, your priority is short term.
Because I have to report my portfolio performance monthly. So I can't afford to buy Nestle 10 naira and wait for it to get to 1,540. Once it's 20 naira, I'm out.
So you see why Aruna and myself, we always disagree on some of these issues. So what he's saying is different from what I'm saying. I'm looking at equities as form of retirement savings. All right, as you do your regular pension deduction every month, which will not be enough to keep you alive at retirement, you also look for equities that will become another Nestle. Not necessarily in Nestle, but in equities that can become Nestle. All right, can you think of such? Readily.
If for adventure, this $200 million in the pharmaceutical companies, and they are actually going into the production of vaccines, I think we might be looking toward that direction. It's going to boost the operation seriously.
Right. Our time is fast spent. I have to go now. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned, particularly if you call someone and then direct them, you have directed them to this program. Until when we shall be returning, again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, I'm Bayomi Obabalodjo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week. I have to go now. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned, particularly if you call someone and then direct them, you have directed them to watch this program. So until when we shall be returning, again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, I'm Bayomi Obabalodjo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.